Which is a better cosmological probe? Number counts or cosmic magnification? By Didam Dunia et al. The next generation of cosmological surveys will have unprecedented measurement precision, hence they hold the power to put theoretical ideas to the most stringent tests yet. However, in order to realize the full potential of these measurements, we need to ensure that we apply the most effective analytical tools. We need to identify which cosmological observables are the best cosmological probes. Two commonly used cosmological observables are the galaxy number counts and the cosmic magnification. The galaxy number counts are a diagnostic of the growth of structure, hence are able to probe the nature of dark energy, DE. On the other hand, the cosmic magnification is a diagnostic of cosmic distances and sizes, consequently, a diagnostic of the geometry of the large-scale structure, hence is also able to probe the nature of DE. Both of these observables have been investigated extensively in cosmological analyses, but only separately. In this paper, by using the angular power spectrum, we investigate both the galaxy number counts and the cosmic magnification, on ultra-large scales. Our results suggest that measuring relativistic effects in the cosmic magnification angular power spectrum will be relatively better than in the number count angular power spectrum, at all redshifts z. On the other hand, we found that without relativistic effects, the number count angular power spectrum will be relatively better in probing the imprint of interacting DE, IDE, at all z. At low z, up to around z equals 0.1. Relativistic effects enables the cosmic magnification angular power spectrum to be a relatively better probe of the IDE imprint. While at higher z, up to z this was, which is a better cosmological probe, number counts or cosmic magnification. By Didam Dunia et al.